Thank you, Pauline, for that. That's brilliant. Thank you very much for bringing up reading and reading it so well as well. It's great to hear the word of God, isn't it? So, this morning, there are so many great scriptures that can be read, aren't there? But sometimes a singular piece on its own doesn't necessarily reflect what's on my heart to share this morning. When reading the Bible, words come alive. And Nicola has given us an insight this morning of the footprints in the sand and how through hard times God carries us and we do not see it or feel it at that time. But when we look back, we see those supportive footprints. This morning I feel God has put on my heart to reaffirm and wants to share that we have seasons and can be pressed, crushed, hurt, confused, persecuted, mourn, and happy and joyful. That we are his vessel and we need to trust, offer ourselves, receive his renewed power and freedom that only comes from God. Each one of us is on a journey and at different stages of that journey. God just wants to say he is able. The words new wine kept repeating in my mind, and I was unsure what God was trying to show me. So like anything, it makes you want to pray and you try to focus. A bit like communication can sometimes be like tuning in a radio, can't it? Firstly, we have to find the right channel. Then we have all that interference. And then once we get into that correct frequency and we've tuned in, we can hear his voice. Great. The words new wine were definitely coming out. So how do the words new wine tie up for what God had given on my heart about the seasons of being pressed, crushed, hurt, and confused? In Scripture, Matthew mentions about the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus said, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Thinking back over the footprints, when I became a new Christian, the level of persecution that came from others, those it would perhaps call friends, would constantly dig at you, trying to encourage some form of reaction. My normal reaction perhaps would have been to have lashed out or say something nasty back. But that was not God wanted. Perhaps you have had a similar experience. When you can't change your situation, change your attitude towards it. Throughout life, we are pressed because of our faith. Jesus' disciples were persecuted, but out of that persecution came a chance for transformation for others and a recognition of who Jesus was and what he has meant to this world. Moses was asked to stand before Pharaoh. No doubt, Moses felt intimidated by Pharaoh and was scared of what might happen, but God told him not to worry, as he was with him. Moses had to trust in his situation and trust and change his mindset. When you can't change your situation, change your attitude towards it. Perhaps some of us have had situations at work which seem unjustified, which create wounds and scar us, and we feel revengeful. But Jesus wants us to be more like him. Forgive and allow that new wine to flow as we are pressed, asking him to soften our hearts. Perhaps we are struggling with an ailment that stopped us from keeping our minds on God. We know someone in our congregation that is a source of great inspiration, considering their struggles. But their minds are wholly set on Jesus, and the soul rejoice in knowing him. When you can't change your situation, change your attitude towards it. I'm unsure if anybody here, has anybody here heard of a guy called Nick Vujicic? Anybody heard of him? You can find out about him on YouTube. And he has his own website. He's an amazingly inspirational person. He is an Australian preacher who was born without legs and arms and has had many struggles in his life, especially as a child and as a youth growing up. But one of the things he talks about when talking about his disability is he doesn't see it that way. Despite all the trials and tribulations, he remains focused on God. In one of his interviews, he quotes, "Take the word disable and put go in front of it, then reread it. It reads, God is able." So when we are pressed and crushed, God works within us and we need to renew our minds. In Romans it says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will." For new wine to be produced, the grapes need to be picked, pressed, and something new is created, a new mindset. Allow ourselves to be transformed into being more like Jesus. Reading his word, listening to his word, talking with other Christians to be encouraged, and to seek God's wisdom in all circumstances. It's not easy, and we will struggle when we're in circumstances that we can't see changing, but God is able. In Corinthians, and it says 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, says this, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." As the new wine flows from our pressing, we have to be willing to let God help us through those difficult times. But Jesus never said he would leave us alone, and in John promises us a helper. "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the truth, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, but it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." This same Spirit that dwells in us today was received on the day of Pentecost when the disciples received the Holy Spirit. The same power dwells in you. Be willing to be transformed by God. Things will change. Sometimes, when we are in a field of doubt, we need to plant a seed of faith and let God bring the rain. So, when you can't change your situation, change your attitude towards it. "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Now, before we lead into communion, there is a song that's called New Wine. It's a lovely song. And it's written by somebody called Brooke Fraser. And it uses imagery of making new wine through crushing and pressing to symbolize personal transformation. It conveys a message about surrendering to higher power, letting go of the past, embracing change, and being open to the power and freedom of spiritual renewal. Before Nicola plays it, you can sit, you can listen to the words, or you can sing, or you can hum along to it. So just ask Nicola to play it now.